Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Shub, I know you're on the line. I wanted to thank you on behalf of all of us, the whole Chai FM community, for your invaluable contributions for over a year and a half. I mean, that's good going by anybody's standards. We know we've made massive demands on your time. You've done it for 1.5 years. I think you're allowed a break. And having done that big monologue, thank you, Prof, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you, Simon. Thank you for that that introduction. Thank you very much for those kind words. Yeah, this will be my swan song. It's actually been a great pleasure. It's been I've really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed talking to you. I need to thank you. I need to thank Senna. I need to thank Kathy and all at Chai FM for really, as you say, 1.5 years. So I'm just going to wish everybody, please keep safe. Maybe I can just go through a couple of statistics, if I may, Simon. May I do that for the next 1 or 2 minutes?
You get privileges after 1.5 years. You can do exactly what you like.
Okay. Well, you know, unfortunately, I haven't got the greatest of news in terms of data because I'm actually looking at the graph now, and this third wave has now surpassed the second wave. So our 7-day moving average, we're now at 19,184 cases. And the peak, the very apex of the second wave was 19,042. So we've now exceeded that. And this is really driven by Gauteng. Gauteng is amazing. It's, we're 75.5 cases per 100,000. The nearest rival is your favorite, the Western Cape at 29.5, less than half. Wow. So Gauteng is really driving this, and the Delta virus is really driving this. More than 75%, and this is a couple of weeks ago, it's probably closer to 90% now, of all the isolates are this very contagious Delta. I must also clarify, I was misquoted. I never did say, and we've actually got a complaint going on, saying that the Lambda variant is in South Africa. We have not as yet detected Lambda variant in South Africa. Lambda variant, by the way, is not really a major concern at this stage from what the knowledge we know. It's still a variant of what we call a variant of interest, not a variant of concern. But certainly the Delta is a variant of concern. It is a major problem. Just one or two vaccine stats, because again, just to clarify some of the misunderstandings. Yeah. We so far administered over 3,151,000 doses of vaccine. That's about 8% of the adult population is now being covered. And we're up to about 165,000 per day. That's still way short. We do need to kind of jack up vaccine coverage if we're going to reach herd immunity in the near future. But just to give you an interesting statistic, you know, you compare us to the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom was the first country in the world which started, as you probably see in the news, they're going to lift all their restrictions very soon. But if you compare the cases, the United Kingdom actually has more cases than we have. Their daily tally is 423 per million population. Our daily tally is 258, quite a bit less per million population.
Wow, that's not making sense to me, Prof.
However, if we look at the severe, the hospital admissions and so on, they are almost zero. If you look at the ultimate, the deaths, they are not per million. We are 7.6 per million. So what the vaccine does, it doesn't necessarily remove, particularly with Delta, remove cases, but the cases are very much milder. They're mild. And this is what the vaccine, if it will do, it will reduce hospital admissions, reduce severe, and of course, reduce mortality. So please, everybody, go and get your vaccine as soon as possible. The very first one that comes, doesn't matter if it's Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer, they're both equally effective, equally safe, equally good. Whatever comes first, get your vaccine as soon as possible. And please, stay safe, everybody. Having vaccination doesn't give you 100% protection. You need to carry out all those precautions, and particularly now with this very contagious Delta virus in our midst, and particularly in Gauteng, and particularly in the Jewish community. You all a fond farewell, and thank you very much for having me.
Professor Shub, thank you as again for everything that you have contributed to us for the last year and a half. I take it we're going to get a voice note from you tomorrow, but today is the last time we get to say goodbye live. So, yeah, once again, Prof, inestimable your contribution, that what it has been. So thanks again, Prof.
Thanks. All the best.